Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Chodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mr. Arnold Matsuda, in memory of Mrs. Thelma Ando. Our speaker this morning is Mrs. Joanne Yoshimori, Pacific Buddhist Academy Board of Trustees member. Good morning, Mrs. Yoshimori.
Good morning. I'd like to start by first thanking Mo'ili'ili Honganji for inviting me to speak today. And thank you, dear listeners, for spending your precious Saturday morning with me. I was asked to be a speaker for White Way via my role as a trustee for the Pacific Buddhist Academy, also known as PBA. And I will definitely get to that part of my story, but before I do that, I'd like to share something about someone at my home temple, Jikuen Honganji Mission. It's a cousin temple to Mo'ili'ili Honganji Mission, as we're all part of the Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii Ohana. Every Sunday, at the end of each temple service, our temple president shares what's noted as announcements. And during that time, information is given out of upcoming events, activities. And after that, anyone in attendance wishing to share something can go up to the podium and speak for a few minutes. Most of the time, a person who I will call Auntie J comes up to share. By chance, are any of our listeners today familiar with the game 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon? It's a game where players challenge each other to arbitrarily choose an actor and then connect them to another actor via a film that both of these actors have appeared in together. And then this process is repeated until you can find the shortest path, no more than 6 steps, the 6 degrees, that ultimately leads to actor Kevin Bacon. Auntie J, of course, does not share her stories that link to Kevin Bacon, but she does share stories that connects us to someone in our temple membership or to our temple. It is really, truly a story of connection. We often tease her about speaking so often, but honestly, I love it. And to me, it's no longer a service what I consider a full-fledged service if I didn't get this moment of connection with Auntie J. I know she is an avid listener of White Way, so I want to take this time to do a quick shout out to her and say publicly, thank you, Auntie J. As Auntie J is often reminding me and the rest of my temple's members of the wonderful connections we have with one another, I am also reminded of how that is part of the basic tenet of our faith. At this year's Pacific Buddhist Academy's commencement exercises, the Bishop Eric Matsumoto, whose son Kaden also graduated from PBA that day, shared in his benediction at the ceremony that the most fundamental teaching or truth that the historic Buddha became aware of is that all life, all existence is interconnected and interrelated, and nothing exists in total isolation by itself. And that we should mutually respect, mutually care, and appreciate one another. A virtue of an enlightened person is that the Buddha's very existence benefits both the Buddha and also everyone else. It is not that one does something for oneself and does something else for someone else, but whatever one does brings benefit to both self and others together simultaneously. I think this is the essence of what Auntie J always articulates every Sunday. And how befitting to this auspicious occasion that the bishop's words will help guide 17 young, inspiring graduates who will make their mark on our world. and how fortunate for us they already have a head start. Their college preparatory education at PBA has prepared them for their next step in higher education, but their lessons in peace education and Buddhist values such as gratitude and compassion prepare them to be the leaders we want to have as part of our communities. They may not have come from your temple or mine, nor are all of these graduates Buddhists, but they have all this foundational understanding of the Buddhist precepts of selfless giving, moral conduct, effort, perseverance, meditation, and wisdom. PBA's valedictorian this year, who is also an active junior YBAer, is Chad Okawa. In his valedictorian address, Chad included messages of gratitude to the school community and also to the parents, which he said, quote, "We are forever grateful to you for placing us in the hands of Pacific Buddhist Academy, where we could grow in a safe environment that challenged and also supported us when we struggled. Your trust, support, and dedication helped us to become resilient, independent, self-confident individuals," end quote. He also gives a bit of advice to his fellow classmates, and that is to remember to apply the golden chain of love as they start their next life journey. To be kind and gentle to every living thing and protect all who are weaker than myself. To me, Chad and his fellow classmates already have that understanding of what Auntie J's reminder is of how we are all connected. On a personal note, my parents had established a scholarship at PBA this year. Not this year, but previously. And this year, in addition to my role as trustee of the school, I also represented my family at the graduation to present the scholarship. So to my surprise, I learned that this year's recipient, Evan Yasutake, was a child of a couple that I knew before they were married. Over 20 years had passed since I last saw them, and it was a wonderful gift for me to see them again. How grateful I was. And somehow I think Auntie J would have been very proud of me to find that connection. I want to take this time to thank all of you who have supported PBA throughout the years and ask humbly for that continued support. Can you believe that our school is already in its 20th year? Its alumni are already wonderfully contributing to our communities as educators, healthcare professionals, artists, scientists, and even as faculty of PBA. And as Auntie J would probably say, we are truly connected in a very wonderful way. Thank you again for spending your precious Saturday morning with me. I hope that as you spend the rest of the day, you'll be able to experience a story of connection. Don't forget to share it. Please enjoy the rest of your day. I close by expressing my gratitude to you. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Mrs. Yoshimori, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to this message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonkanji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, June 11th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Graduates and Dharma School Students Recognition Service will be Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mr. Ano Matsuura, and our speaker, Mrs. Joanne Yoshimori. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Mariko Nishiyama of Aeya Honganji Mission. Namo Amida Butsu.